Taylor, back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Some great work being done by the Sherrard FFA chapter. Kyle Osborne is the vice president of the organization. He is a senior class of 2020. And this latest project involves helping out local fire departments within the Sherrard School District. So, Kyle Osborne, take it away. What's going on with the Sherrard FFA, and how are you guys helping out local fire departments?
So recently we just kind of gotten the idea to kind of give back towards the people that are saving others. And we kind of went back and forth at a couple meetings, had some officer meetings, and just kind of came up with the idea for grain rescue tubes. Now, what grain rescue tubes are is they're basically a cylinder that the fire department or the firefighters at the scene can put down into the grain if someone were to, say, get trapped in a grain bin. And the person can then grab onto the handles inside the grain bin, and the firefighters can pull them out. This is actually a incredibly way more effective way than anything they could have possibly done before, and it's honestly very quick. And before this, the only fire department to have a grain rescue tube around was the Viola Fire Department. Now, to cover both Sherrard and Coin Center and New Windsor and Malibuville, that was a bit of a stretch. So we thought we could help them out and give them the grain safety tubes.
And a little bit about what type of work went into fundraising and putting this together, the wheels in motion. It's one thing that this FFA chapter says, well, let's try and do this. It's another thing to kind of get it accomplished. So what kind of work went into completing this project, I guess?
Well, it was actually a lot of help from, well, the community around us. We had actually gotten a couple donations from Culver's and then the John Deere sales company out of Aledo, thankful to a grateful customer, and they gave us a donation as well. And it really just kind of spiraled on from there. We kind of helped out a little bit more. We started talking with some companies that could give us some grain safety tubes. We kind of went over the prices and kind of what we wanted to go with, and then we just kind of went in motion with it. I had a lot of help from my chapter advisors, Mr. John Rasty and Bill Hammes, and then I had some even more help from the chapter around me and my fellow officers.
And I guess, Kyle, the timing in all this is great, too, because I know we're just probably a little bit less than a month away from Grain Bin Safety Week. I think is February 16th to the 22nd. So that's kind of neat that happens right around that time, too.
Yep, and that's kind of what we were going for. We were kind of looking for the best time to give them the safety tube so that we can, well, also we had actually talked about getting them some training, so we still have that to do as well. So it's just working out perfectly for what we planned, and I couldn't be more happy for it.
And I know those fire departments, the local fire departments, have to be very appreciative. We're talking about Sherrard, New Windsor, Coin Center, and Matherville. And I know Viola, as you mentioned, already had a grain rescue tube. What kind of feedback have you heard already regarding this?
It has been nothing but smiles and thank yous, and I could not be happier for it, because all the departments around, they now have their own way to save a life in a completely different way. And it just makes me happier that now they know that the Sherrard FFA chapter is backing them no matter where they are.
And I guess that is something for the Sherrard FFA to hang their hat on, right? You have to be pretty proud that you do a project like that, not only you, but the rest of the kids that are members of the FFA chapter here at Sherrard.
Yeah, we couldn't be anything without the support of both our members and the community around us. That's kind of what we strive for. We strive to be, I want to say, sought after in the community's eyes, to know that we always support them and that we know that they always support us.
Yeah, and
it's obviously incredible that, well, myself being on one of the departments is able to have this new form of rescue as well.
Yeah, and I guess the tradition of Sherrard FFA, which has been a strong chapter, and this project kind of speaks to that as well. So what about the tradition of Sherrard FFA and vocational agriculture education? People must think that's pretty important in the Sherrard School District. Why do you think that is?
Well, because we're such a big farming community. I mean, there's farms all around us. Our school is surrounded by cornfields, and honestly, supporting that and letting young kids know that there's always a place for them in the Sherrard FFA chapter, and there's many different options outside of your normal different jobs that most people would affiliate with, like your four-year colleges. And it's just a great and different way to kind of give back and show them that there is always different options.
Yeah, in the Sherrard FFA chapter, no question giving back with this great project. They've raised money in donating grain rescue tubes to New Windsor, Coin Center, Matherville, and Sherrard Fire Departments. Kyle Osborne, nice going to the Sherrard FFA chapter, and keep up the good work.
Thank you kindly.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.